Okay, we continue with the Chassidus Mevaris. We're on Perek Yud Beis. In the Chassidus Mevaris, we're ended Chelek Gimel. We're on page Kuf Lamed Tes. So we'll just do the Sikum from the last point we did, and then we'll continue on. We're discussing the Beinoni. What is a Beinoni? So the Sikum says, Gam Lachar Tfili, even after the Beinoni davens, Kasher Avel Hashem Eina Boreres B'Leif HaBeinoni, when the love in the Beinoni is no longer on fire the way it was during davening, who margish taiva belev l'nyanei olam hazeh, and he feels a desire in his heart for things of this world. Gam os b'kocha limshol v'lishlot, even then he has the ability to rule and control al ruach tavosa shibolibo sholomalos mishal siba b'maisidi v'machshava, to not allow the spirit of desire in his heart that it should not be able to fulfill what it wants in thought, speech, and action. In other words, he's able to control the animalistic soul even after davening. Why? Machmas Yisrael shel nefesh alokis al nefesh abahamis v'yisarin hubishnayim. Because we said, that was the last 2 weeks' topics, that the godly soul has an advantage over an animalistic soul in two ways. In other words, in a normal fair fight, the godly soul has two advantages over the animalistic soul. Number one, a nefesh alokis shechenes b'moach, number one, the godly soul's in the brain. An animalistic soul's in the heart. And we know by nature, we know by nature of the creation of a person that the brain always rules over the heart. So the brain always has an advantage. Number two, the second thing is you have that kedusha is always can dominate the side of the klipa, the shell, evil. Because why? Because it's like what? Ki yisrono ar lachoshach. Like light has an advantage over darkness. What does that mean? Why do we use that example? So Zomeris, that means to say, shav bishenir ladam shukach hara v'klipa shabayilam hazeh hu chazak v'togam ha'od. Even though it appears to a person that the side of evil in this world seems to be very strong, and it's like a thick darkness. And when it's dark, it's really dark. But the truth is, ein lo shum mamashus neged kochas hakedusha, doesn't really have any reality when it goes against holiness. Because when you put the light on, boom, the dark's gone. That's it. Well, therefore, kasher adam ares haratzon shel nafsho elokis limshol avad v'ir, when a person arouses his desire of the godly soul to rule in the city alone, and a nevesh abahami shechol lehotzi esavosam in a koich alapol b'maisi v'machshava, the animalistic soul is not able to bring out its desires to reality in the areas of thought, speech, and action. So that's what we talked about the last 2 weeks. Okay, so now the question is, so why is the Beinoni not a tzaddik? And that's what section 4 is going to go into much greater detail. On page Kuf Mem, we start the new stuff. Says the Balatanya, even though the Beinoni can do all this, enonikra tzaddik klal, he's not called a tzaddik at all. At all. Even though we just said that the animalistic soul is pushed away, consequently, because of the holy light of this godly soul, like light pushed away darkness, he's not in the category of a tzaddik at all. Not, he's not only a tzaddik v'tovlo, he's not even a tzaddik v'ralo. He's not any aspect of a tzaddik. Why? Because as we mentioned before, because after davening by the Beinoni, we already said, the evil wakes up. And wants the pleasures of this world. Even the tzaddik of the lowest level, but that evil is batel b'miyot, is negligible and nullified because it's so small. He has no desire for any of the physical pleasures in this world, even not during davening. The tzaddik, even the tzaddik v'ralo, feels no pleasure in the physical world and has no taiva for the pleasures of the physical world. I mean, he can feel the physical pleasures, but he has absolutely no desire, even permitted physical pleasures. That doesn't make his day. Serving Hashem makes his day. Now, if Hashem says you have to have a good piece of cocoa, okay. Well, he says I have to do it. Okay, I listen to Almighty. But not for the pleasure. Even though he will feel the pleasure. But that's not the Beinoni. That's not the Benoni. The Benoni could really want physical pleasure. He has a feeling, I want to have physical pleasure. Again, not an Avera, but even wanting physical pleasure, that means the animalistic soul is alive and kicking, strong. Now, so he's not a tzaddik. So here's the problem. In the small print, it tells us what the problem is. But that doesn't seem to make sense. Nisbar El already explained, Sheshlitas HaBeinoni Al Machshav Adivra Maisa Shalob B'meshach Kol Yom Kulo Hu Giyusin Orach Min HaChoshech. We explained that how is the Beinoni, how is he able to control his thoughts, speech, and actions, not to sin during the whole day, even after davening? Its light shines upon the darkness. Just like the darkness gets pushed away by the light, so too does the foolishness of the klipa in the left ventricle get pushed off by the intellect. We said that the brain wants to rule alone and to be enclosed in the three garments of thought, speech, and action. We already said by the Beinoni, that the brain wants so much to do all the mitzvahs of the Torah, and wants to be enclosed in thought, speech, and actions only of Torah mitzvahs, so strong enough to beat out completely the animalistic soul. Okay, so that's the point, next page. And since the desire of the godly soul is to rule not just over the body, but over all the garments of the soul, not just the body, but all the garments, all thought, speech, and action. Meaning even to rule on the brains and the heart. That it should be a garment for the 10 aspects of the godly qualities of the 10 spheros. So why don't we say that the darkness and the foolishness of animals of soul that are shochim, that are residing in the heart, all right, why don't we say that everything's blown away from the light? In other words, if you have the light, then why should it want anything of this world? If the light has pushed away the darkness, so why should the animals of soul want anything? Why should it want anything? We're saying it still wants certain things. It's not going to happen, but it wants it. Why not? Let the light should make total clarity. That's what he is, by warning this question. He's saying, so what's going on over here? It should be enough light to get rid of it. So he's going to explain like this. Very delicate difference here. This advantage that the animalist, godly soul has over the animalistic soul, that it pushes it away, it's only with the three garments of thought, speech, and action. It can push you away to not think, speak, or act on the animalistic soul. But it doesn't help. It can't affect the essence of the animalistic soul, which he will explain. So it only helps for the three garments. Why? The garments is only the expansiveness, the spreading of the animalistic soul into the body. Now, if the animalistic soul is what it is, then it wants to spread and infiltrate throughout the body, that therefore you start thinking what the animalistic soul wants, you start talking about that, you start doing what that. Those three garments are the expanding of the animalistic soul. Right? So therefore, the light of the godly soul can only help to stop the expansion of the animalistic soul. It only works to take off the three garments. But more than that, Eidamol doesn't help to change. It can't help won't help in regarding the animalistic soul's essence, which are the 10 spheros that are in the godly soul. That won't help to knock out the midos and the taivas in the heart of the animalistic soul. In other words, you have like this. You got each soul is its soul. But what is the essence of the soul? The essence of the soul is the manifestation of the 10 spheros. The way you think, the way you feel. The animalistic soul says, I love myself, I don't love anybody else. I want to control others, I don't want to control myself. All these things, all the spheres in the worst places, that's the essence of the animalistic soul. That's the character of it. Then when the character is allowed to roam free, it spreads through the body and acts on the negative character. So we're saying that when the light shines from the animalistic soul, it only can shine to stop the darkness that wants to spread through the room. Let's say you have, I don't know, you think of our mind, that you can have a source that can shoot darkness into a room. I don't know if there is such a thing.
Black hole.
Whatever. So now, when you put some light out, you could take the effect of the darkness away, but the essence of the thing that's making the dark, that thing you didn't disengage that machine that creates the darkness. You just say, well, let's say...
You're putting a force field in front of the light or something like that to stop it from...
Okay, good, yeah. You put a force field. You put your hand in front of the black light. Yeah. So it doesn't make any more... doesn't do anything. But the box is still full of wanting to push out black light.
You're neutralizing the potential effect.
You're neutralizing the effect.
Yeah.
The impact has been taken away, but the essence has not been changed...
Still there.
...by that alone. And that's what he says in the beginning of footnote 38. Even though the three powers of the seichel come from the character and not from the garment, still in all, the 10 characteristics is the main essence of the animalistic soul. So it doesn't transform the animalistic soul to no longer being the animalistic soul. That already have to be a tzaddik. The tzaddik minimizes the essence of the animalistic soul. Tzaddik Paralo, that it's so little, you don't even feel it. The Beinoni, the 10 aspects of the negative essence are full force.
Can you go through all the 10?
That I don't have time.
It's easy.
If you go to our website, go to the earlier classes, you'll see, when you see something that says number 10, I'm sure it'll be one of the titles, talks about the 10, and you'll find it there. We've got it on a lot of places.
So again, what does a tzaddik do that have been known?
Well, that's a whole different thing with the avodah. We're just not describing them now. We're not saying what your avodah is. We've got a long way to go through the book.
We just started the book.
Okay. It's only 48 chapters.
It's only
in the 12th chapter, only a quarter of the way through. We still have to define. Right now, all he is doing is defining terms.
That's it.
It's all the Baal Tanya is doing. He's defining terms. When we finally define all the terms, then he's going to tell us. And since we're not tzaddikim, he doesn't have to teach us about being a tzaddik. He's saying, let's just learn to be a beinoni.
Except for Paul.
Okay? So that's all. So that's the realities.
But people are thought to be tzaddiks?
We're not. We're beinoni.
No, but there's such a thing as teaching?
This book is not to teach you how to be a tzaddik.
Each generation.
I'm not saying about this book.
Each generation has lamed bav tzaddikim.
They don't need books.
So how does it come? Naturally from Hashem?
No, they work on it. It's a lot of work. But that's not what this book's about. Either they have a different soul, or they worked on themselves.
This book is for the masses, not for the 36 people.
Okay.
So he's saying the godly soul in a Beinoni cannot change the essence of the animalistic soul's characteristics.
Beinoni's high.
Okay.
Very high.
Why? Why is that? Continues the Baal HaTanya, the bottom. Because the essence of the animalistic soul that's in the left ventricle, those essential qualities are not pushed out at all in a Beinoni after davening. Why? Because you don't have the fiery calls of love Hashem revealing themselves at this time when you're not davening anymore. Explains the Chassidus Moritz. In order for the foolishness and the darkness and animalistic soul that's in the left ventricle to be pushed off and nullified by themselves because of the wisdom and the light of the godly soul, as the light pushes away the darkness, Tzorach or nefesh alokis, you need the light of the godly soul, to light in the place of darkness, into the heart. It's got to go into the heart. The heart is the source. The source. The heart is that the source of the black light.
The left ventricle.
So you need the light to go into the heart. Now that happens during davening, but it doesn't happen after davening. You don't have the fiery coals of love Hashem. They're not even firing up and revealing themselves in the right ventricle. So it doesn't shoot off into the heart. Okay. This is the difference between the situation of the Beinoni when he's davening, when after davening. And I explain it clearly now. When the Beinoni is davening, really davening, I'm saying a real good davening, he is in depth delving into the greatness of Hashem. Now, therefore, the good and the godly soul, when you're really on that wavelength, so now your right ventricle is fired up. Incredible. It's so fired up, it spills into, it spills into the right ventricle of also of the Chabad of the brain that's tied up to Hashem. And what does it do? The holy, the spawns, Rish Fei Shav Hashem, Bizkal Slibo, Michalal Yavini. It now, it expands into the right ventricle. So everything's going now. Nimsa Shor Nevesh Alokis, Mispashis, Laher Belay. The godly soul is spreading out into the heart, into the right ventricle. Vikabosa Shor, who Shor Gamma Mahusa Vasun Shor Rash Bechal Smali. Then it will spill over into the left ventricle as well. Then the evil is pushed away, like the light pushes the darkness. You can't have any type at that time. In other words, during davening, when you're really on fire, the fire from the brain goes into the right ventricle, and the right ventricle's on fire. And when it's on fire, it can even push off temporarily what the left ventricle would want to think of character.
Right.
It's totally blown away. That's only when you're on fire. And it's very hard for Beinoni to be on fire all the time.
But at that point, he would be a tzaddik.
He's not a tzaddik because he hasn't gotten rid of it. It's only a temporary. It's not a permanent change. It's just temporary.
But at that particular moment.
At that moment, he won't sin, just like a tzaddik won't sin. But tzaddik means he has no animalistic desire ever. It's only temporary. The fact it's temporary means he's not a tzaddik. Because a tzaddik has to be always. He's touching on tzidkus.
He's touching.
But then, after davening, the brains are small. Remember we said during Shema and davening, the brains are big? When brains are big, it spills over to the heart, from the right to the left. When the brains are small, the heart's not filled like coals of fire with love of Hashem. So now the godly soul cannot spread into the heart. The foolishness of animalistic soul in the left ventricle doesn't get pushed off anymore. It goes back to want that desires this world. Therefore he's not called a tzaddik at all. Look at footnote 39. Ach mikol makom, still in all. But after davening, still there's a residual effect. But the godly soul still impacts on the garments, the spread effects. Regarding the garments of the soul, meaning what actually happens, thoughts, speech, and action, it's enough If the guy soul just wants to rule, it can rule over the garments, it can rule. Since the body parts listen to what the soul wants, and they are consequently nullified, therefore the godly soul can rule over the body parts. And the soul gets pushed off like the darkness from the light, but that's only in terms of the spreading out of the garment.
So it's only, we're saying only thought, speech, and action. So how he manifests in this world
can still look like a tzaddik.
Can still look exactly like a tzaddik.
But that's only external.
Yeah. Inside is it. So the internal makings is the big difference between the
right.
The,
while
the
externally you don't see so many differences.
You could not
over
see
there.
Externally really a lot of difference at all.
All right. Now we go to the next page, yeah, but still another problem. Even though Shemakom Mishkan Nefesh Elokis, Hubamochin Shabros, even though the residing place of the godly soul is in the brains, Vegam believe and also in the heart, Bechlal meaning the right side. In Kain Lechura or Nefesh Elokis, may your tummy believe. Gam Shlomishas, doesn't the godly soul fight, light up in the heart as well? Right? I mean, that's part of the godly soul. It's part of the godly soul. So this he has to continue. Ki im tocho rotsuf ava mesuteris, but the truth is you're right, but inside it's a hidden love. She ava hativish but never shall go because that's a natural love of the godly soul, as we explained in great length in chapter 19,
yeah,
which he's only going to hint to over here now. He's saying, you're right, you have a godly soul, and there's a godly soul in that heart of yours.
Right.
And it's not going to be any worse than animalistic soul in the left ventricle.
Yeah.
He's saying, as a result of the godly soul always residing in the heart, it does reside in the heart. This is a very important idea. Every Jewish heart has a natural love for Hashem.
That's it.
That's part of the soul you have. No matter how secular he is, there is a natural love that's there. However, this is not a love that is fashioned through work and effort. It's always there.
So that's the Pintali Yid we're talking about.
Intrinsic.
The intrinsic Jew is there if he's a real Jew. But that natural love is not the one that's on fire. Shibarash, that one was with noise, with the heart being revealed. No. Elatocha rotzuf. The inside is rotzuf. We'll see what rotzuf means in a minute. We have a musuteret with a hidden love. Hainu. Avashi behelam of behesar belev. Ubli hispasus for gushes goli. That's a love that is totally hidden in the heart, and it doesn't expand at all in a revealed way. Now in 41, he explains that rotzuf comes from the expression of ritzpa. Ritzpa is a floor.
Floor, yeah, bottom.
A floor, right? That's the bottom. It's like the bottom of the heart. And it doesn't spread. That's what it means by ritzufa, ratzuf. It's the bottom. It's a bare bottom. People don't usually notice what's on the floor. Floor doesn't make a big difference, right? You step on the floor. But that's what it means. Everyone has a natural, hidden love that resides in the right ventricle of the heart. This is an example in the brackets. Valderech avas ben lahar. How about the love of a child to his parents? Shigam kasher ein libo berabrik shavu regulim. Even though the son may not be burning up with love for his father at this point in time, mikomal he kayem is good, but it's still in there. Okay, now ben kasher tami lahar berik shelivavo. Therefore, a child is always connected to his father with his feelings of his heart, even though he doesn't feel them. Now that we got this hidden love in the heart without spreading out. Therefore, it doesn't have the power of the light that pushes off the darkness. In other words, the brains, you're cognizant of your brains. And therefore, the brains are always shooting off a light. So in other words, it comes out the technical, mechanical part works like this. When the brains are always on fire. Brains are thinking all the time. And therefore, it can control your garments. You control what you do, you know, it's assuming you're using your brains. But most people usually are thinking all the time. Maybe not feeling all the time, but thinking all the time. So you got the godly soul in there, and that's the beam of light that shoots. Now what does it shoot? It shoots to any, overt manifestations that are there. Animalistic soul is just too much light for it to get in there. Can't do that. However, the light that's coming from the brain, it's only, that's on low power. Remember this, the mochin, the katnus.
Yeah.
The brain is working in low power, it's still shining. The low power of the light can shine to dispel any superficial darkness. How, you know, to actually do an avera. That it would shine it out. But it's not strong enough even, so it's not strong enough at this low point of the day, low tide, well, low tide.
Low tide.
Low tide of the godly soul is able to keep anything that's low, right? To cover up what's,
physical act.
What's that? Just like the low tide, the water only goes so far, it doesn't go any further. It's low tide. So whatever's in the area of the low tide can be affected. Now, when you're diving, it's high tide.
High tide.
The brain is really blitzing. It's blitzing. So now it goes, it has the power to go into the right ventricle and get that quiet love to get on fire. Remember, it's the brain. The more intellect you have, the more it's going to get your heart to go. Once the heart's on fire, then it spills over into the left ventricle, mm-hmm. and there's nothing. It even affects the essence of the animalistic soul temporarily. But when you finish davening, now it's low tide. Maybe that's why Hashem makes the tides.
Yeah. That's right. It could be the tides.
To think about.
It's also with the moon. He makes the tides with the moon too to think about.
But I'm saying, so like, why do you have to have tides? Who needs it? I don't know. There must be something physical benefit. I don't know. I'm not a fisherman. I mean, what makes the difference if it always was high tide? I don't know. But anyway, if it goes up and down. But obviously, when it's high tide, it washes all kinds of things. Ooh.
It's right. A renewal.
High tide is taking all the stuff that's at the bottom of the ocean and brings it up.
Yes.
It brings it up. So it's bringing the Abba Mesuteris, which is at the bottom of the floor. It's at the floor.
It's the floor.
At the ocean floor. All of a sudden, you're finding a part of a boat on the shore. What's it doing over there? It was always in the ocean.
It washes at the shore.
It was always in the ocean.
Hopefully Michael's listening to this.
Now it brings it up. It brings it up. So when you're davening, it's high tide.
High tide.
And high tide takes everything that sweeps the heart with it. And the right ventricle is just going nuts. It's totally exposed. It can't hide in the bottom of the ocean anymore. And then what's happening, it's so strong, it could flow into the left ventricle. And now even the essence doesn't want anything. When davening's over, the brain now, low tide. So now it's good enough to keep actions, garments aren't able to come out. But the essence of the heart, the left ventricle though, still wants what it wants all the time. That's what he's saying. Okay? So therefore, once that happens, that we're at low tide.
Did we do the little bracket there?
I did that for sure. Okay. When Miyaka Shabba Musateras Bali his fascist, now that hidden love is not revealed by low tide. Therefore, it doesn't have this virtue of the light that pushes off all the darkness. The 8 o'clock meeting was canceled. There's no school today. Kedavin anyway.
Exactly.
But, we don't know. Well, all the regulars were called. But, okay. Anyway. But, so now the Baal Tanya continues. It's an 8:30 meeting at the Bayit, if you want to go. Whatever you want.
And there's an 8 o'clock minyan at Rabbi Bitterman.
8 o'clock he won't make it, but 8:30 at the Bible.
Vazai, Yachalio, Sichlus, Axila, Rabbi, Skal, Sibachoso, and now we're at low tide. The foolishness can be revealed in the left ventricle. Lisava, Savachonia, Gashalom said to want any of the physical pleasures of this world, Bembe Heter, Bembe Ishakar, so it doesn't matter, permitted or forbidden, it could want that. Says the Chazim verse, Harash, Shechosim, Nir, Bevenoni, the evil that now reawakens itself. After davening, who chazak akere is so strong, it now is felt in the heart. The left ventricle will feel these desires. To feel even things that are prohibited, it will feel. That's what can happen. To what point? Next page.
No, it says not prohibited. Even things that are prohibited.
That's what I said. Are prohibited. That's what I meant.
Okay.
Ki'ilu lo hispal klal. It's just as if, it's now at this point, it's as if you didn't even daven at all.
So it's like the 7 years of drought that you didn't even know you had the 7 years of plenty.
As if it didn't happen at all.
Yeah.
And it brings it back to that point. And we're going to end at this point. And at this point, because there's still a few more technicals that will take a lot more than a couple minutes to explain.
Before
so what?
Why are you depressed?
You're sure it's such a high point, and then you know you're going to fall, and you're down.
You didn't do any averos.
Yeah. I know, but you have such a battle to do, not to do it.
So that's why one of the Tanas in the Gemara said, halavai, halavai, the people would daven all day long.
Yeah, that's right, daven.
Now you understand what it means, halavai, the people would daven all day long.
What does David HaMelech say?
Halavai that people would be at the state of having their hearts on fire the whole day long.
Right. That's what tzaddik is like.
A tzaddik, he's on fire all day long.
Yeah.
That's the difference. He doesn't need davening to be on fire. No. He's always on fire. And that it penetrates right into the left ventricle.
Well, there is no negative in it. It's already been bottled completely.
It's gone.
Right.
It's gone.
So that's
no residual.
So at least to become a Beinoni... Right? Okay. Now you see where davening is now critical. You know, if you never daven on fire, you're never going to be able to stay as a Beinoni.
That's where they have the book Praying with Fire.
You can't be a Beinoni because then you never got the brains on fire.
Never got them on fire.
And they're not on fire. There's no residual effect of the brains being on fire. So that becomes the difference. Okay, we'll stop over here.
So I guess that's what Yom Kippur accomplished.